It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, Cubs down 3-0 in the top of the fifth inning in Cleveland. One guy who's watching intently, mostly as a fan, maybe, and a former employee of the organization, is none other than former Cubs general manager Jim Hendry. Hendry was let go from the team in 2011, but not before he became the most winningest GM in Cubs history, with playoff appearances in 2003, 2007, and 2008. He brought in Dusty Baker, Lou Piniella, and his final work, signing two young players in 2011, those two, Javi Baez and Wilson Contreras. And Jim Hendry's my guest tonight on the download. Mr. Hendry, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
No, glad to be with you. Just, anxious to get to watch the rest of the game, but no problem talking for a few minutes.
All right, we got you. We'll watch it for you. All right, so let me ask you, as a former general manager, I mean, do you watch it like the rest of us? I mean, when you're watching a game like this where the Cubs are down 3-0 in the fourth, what's the emotion that goes through a general manager watching a game like this?
Well, it's different now that I'm not the GM and I work for the Yankees, and obviously we're not in it, but we're going to be fighting our way back to get in it like the Yankees are used to doing. But I have obviously more than a vested interest in a fan. You know, I've had 17 years with the Cubs, and I have so many friends that are still there, and I have a good relationship with Theo and Tom Ricketts, and a lot of people that worked there have been there a long time. So it's a special thing for me, too. I still, have a house here in Chicago. My kids were raised at Wrigley Field, and I'll be at the games this weekend. So, hopefully the Cubs will do it. I think they've got the best club, and hopefully they're not even done tonight. It just takes one good inning and you're right back in it.
Yeah. Well, talk about, when you're building a team like this, and we've seen and we've kind of talked about this, and we've promoted the fact that you were involved with some of the signings as well, and Theo Epstein in some of the post-game interviews on Saturdays, corrected a lot of the reporters when they said young players like Javi Baez and Wilson Contreras, those are players that you brought in. Talk about, building a team like this team where it's so young and you're counting on such talent, raw talent.
Well, this is one of the greatest jobs in baseball history, I think, that Theo's done. I mean, what he's done here in the last 3 or 4 years and to accumulate the talent here. And he had so much credibility coming in with two World Series championships under his belt. It takes a guy like that with that kind of clout in a big market to, just basically explain to everyone that we're going to tear it down and start over. Usually you're trying to win every year and compete and contend. And Theo had a great vision, and Tom Ricketts allowed Theo to do it his way. But this is you can say you can rebuild it and we're going to take our time, but the job that he's done and the bullseyes that he's hit in the draft and in the great trades he's made, this has come together in high fashion. And the Cubs are going to be very good for quite a while. This is not a one-hit wonder. This is going to be a sustained, successful club, and hopefully it'll turn into a world championship for the city.
All right, for you, let's go back. I mean, you've had two runs, really, that were legendary in Chicago Cubs history, one in 2003, of course, and then 2007, 2008. In the 2003 season, to be a general manager on a team where there's this feeling that this so-called curse and this thing is going to end and you're going to go, and then to have it kind of play out the way that it did. Mm-hmm. How does that play for you emotionally? How does it play as the GM for a team that on all accounts should have gone to the World Series?
Yeah, well, it was devastating. I had been here 7 or 8 years before I was a GM as the farm director and scouting director, and that was actually my first year as GM, and it was one of those years where, nobody thought we were going to win, before the season, and it was just one of those magical years. Everything that we did and every deal we made, it was kind of like it worked out perfect. And all of a sudden we found ourselves 7 back before the trade deadline a week before, and then took off after we, made a few great trades. But it was something that the Marlins were a great team and, obviously became the world champs. But when we came home with a 3-2 lead and Pryor and Wood ready to pitch, I think it was human nature. You thought we were going to win it. And game 6, we had shut them out for 7 innings and then the roof fell in. So it was devastating. It's something you really never get over because, what's happened this year really could have and we thought should have happened that year.
For you, I mean, as a general manager, you wanted to repeat in 2004. Talk about the concept of being that close and continuing to stay on the sort of mm-hmm. mission, what you wanted to accomplish
in
2004.
Yeah, actually, we had a great offseason. We were a much better team in 2004. We got Derek Lee in the offseason. We brought Greg Maddux back and made like a Troy Hawkins signings and Todd Hollinsworth, pieces that fit to a world championship puzzle. And unfortunately, that by the time we got to the 1st of May, Wood and Pryor and Joe Borowski, our closer, and Mark Grzelanik, they were all in the DL and obviously with some significant injuries. So the Cubs are built now with younger players and not really too many guys approaching free agency for a while. I think they're built to be successful for longer. But we really felt in 04 that's when everybody picked us to win, not 03, that we thought we had a much better club, and it just didn't happen. So there's no guarantees in this game. The best teams don't always win. But with the type of thing that Theo has put together here, I think it's going to last for quite a while.
Jim Hendry's my guest, former Cubs GM. We're talking about the game of baseball, but also just about Cubs history. Is the Cubs right now in the top of the fifth inning, down 3-0 to the Indians here in the World Series Game 1. You know, I'm really interested at when you decide to rebuild. You know, like you guys almost did a rebuild, if you will, between the 04 and what you guys put on the field in 07, 08, new coach Lou Piniella. But as a general manager, how does that come about when you decide that, okay, we're going to rebuild a franchise?
Well, it's a collective decision. Obviously, ownership is first and foremost. And I think in the old days, it's a little different than now. When you're in a big market like Chicago or New York or L.A. or Boston, and we were owned by the Tribune Company, who were great people. Dennis Fitzsimons, John Madden, and Jim Dowdle were the bosses I had over the years with the Tribune. They were terrific. But, you know, pretty much the goal every year was to try to get in the playoffs and try to win. And back then, things weren't, you know, the game was different then. Free agency was different. The draft was different. And I don't think back then you could sit up and say, we're going to rebuild, tear the whole thing down right. In a big market, you know. So basically we thought we could contend, you know, literally probably four of my first 6 years. We won three divisions in the first six. And I thought, like I said, in 04, we probably had one of our better clubs. So I think you have to look at it like Theo did. When you come in and when the club got sold, we had some backloaded contracts, and there were three owners here in the last 5 years between the Tribune and then Sam Zell. And then, of course, the Ricketts family came in and bought the club with the great vision ahead. So I think you have to have the ownership and the general manager, and in this case, the president, all collectively think that is the best thing for the franchise long term. It can't be just a decision made by the GM. It has to really start with the ownership. And obviously the modern day situation is the blueprints being done by Theo, but it's not just that easy where somebody else can stand up and say, well, we're going to do it like the Cubs.
Right.
Theo's a special guy. And you know, obviously this is one of the best jobs I think done in the history of the game here. So it's not that easy. You still have to nail the draft choices. You still have to nail the trades. You still have to have great baseball people working for you. And obviously when Theo hired Joe Madden, I thought that was the final piece of the puzzle to kind of round the young guys together and get them to play the way they have. And Joe certainly deserves a ton of credit also.
Jim, what's the hardest part about the job of general manager? When you mentioned all the things you just mentioned, from everything of when to rebuild or draft picks or blueprints, what's the hardest job of a general manager?
The hardest part by far is like losing game six in 03. Things like that you quite never get over, or when you think you have a heck of a team, you know, like we did in 04 and have probably the best young pitching in baseball, and then injuries that you're out of everybody's control happen. I mean, Kerry Wood could have been a long-term 20-game winner prior. Sombrano was a great young pitcher. Greg Maddux came in to round things off. So you always feel like when you have the type of team that could win and you don't, it's the most devastating thing about it to me. You know, the other parts are, a lot of fun. I mean, some of the, you know, making deals and making trades and having good relationships with players and seeing the way the fan base love things here. And when you're winning here, there's no place better. So most of it was fun. And look back over 17 years, it was a very enjoyable process, you know, till the last year or two. Those are the things you remember the most. But the difficult part is knowing when you could and should have won and you can't quite finish it off.
Last question, just about Javi Baez and Wilson Contreras. Think back to that time 5 years ago about what you saw, what talent. I mean, think about the draft first with Javier Baez. I mean, what were you looking at with a player like that?
You know, to be honest with you, Tim Wilkin was our scouting director, who was a tremendous scouting director in the history of the game. He built some of the great Blue Jay teams in the 90s and drafted Roy Halladay and Chris Carpenter in the first round. And actually, the way we did it back then is a little different than it is today, too, in the modern-day game. Tim was the one that actually should get the credit for drafting Javi Baez, not Jim Hendry. I did the contract, and I approved of Tim taking him. But Tim told me as early as April 1st that he said, this is the guy I want. I just hope the people in the country don't end up liking him more than we do. I think we were picking like 9th or 10th, and that was Tim's guy all along. So, you know, I might have helped finish it off, but Tim was the one that actually was the one that wanted to pick Javi, just like Oneri Flita, our Latin American director, was the one that actually found Contreras in Venezuela. So it goes under the GM's watch, but to be very honest with you, those were the two guys that were the most responsible for them signing with the Cubs.
All right, so the final thought, just the concept of the Cubs going to Wrigley Field on Saturday or Friday and Saturday and Sunday for World Series. What's it mean to you as a former general manager, a former employee of the Cubs organization?
Well, as a GM, I didn't grow up here, but the 8 years I worked for the Cubs before I became the GM, I got it better than most people that didn't grow up here. I so wanted to help the Cubs franchise get to the World Series and win it for the generations that had done without and the great fans that we had all over the country. So for what happened the other night, winning the pennant and what's going to be like Friday night at Wrigley Field, it's such a credit to not only the organization now, but to all the people that have stuck with and loved the Cubs for, you know, a century, and it's so well deserved. So I think my most pleasant thought is that all the people that spent their lives growing up there and their parents and grandparents went to Wrigley Field, they finally get what they deserve.
There you go. Jim Hendry, former Cubs GM, now with the New York Yankees. Mr. Hendry, thanks for taking some time out to talk to us tonight. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Anytime. Take care.